Gender violence in Puerto Rico has increased in recent years, and the newly elected governor has declared a state of emergency. Connecticut Public Radio's Brenda Leon reports on one Connecticut resident who's joining the call to raise awareness of the issue.
Jampi Mendez Arocho.
Presente.
Catherine Ruiz.
Presente. Nina Vasquez is reading the names of women murdered in her homeland of Puerto Rico in 2020. Vasquez is a graduate student at UConn. Last October, she and other Puerto Rican women in the diaspora rallied in Hartford in support of activists on the island.
Puerto Rico actually has very, very high rates of femicides and just interpersonal violence and domestic violence. We were basically unifying our voices with the Feminist Collective of Puerto Rico in their call for a state of emergency.
A call that local activists in Puerto Rico have made for several years. The Observatory for Gender Equity is made up of a coalition of feminists and human rights organizations on the island. In 2020 alone, they documented 60 cases of femicides, the killing of women or girls because of their gender. Speaking from Puerto Rico, Deborah Upegui, an observatory analyst, says local groups began monitoring cases of gender violence that often went unreported.
Sí, básicamente lo que ocurre es que después de los huracanes de Irma y María.
Upegui says since 2017, after hurricanes Irma and Maria, the island began to see a dramatic rise in domestic violence cases. Here in Connecticut, Nina Vasquez says she's heard personal stories of women who have fled the island looking for safety.
A lot of the people who are here living in the recent years from Puerto Rico are actually escaping abusers from the island.
The governor's executive order would establish an advisory committee to implement prevention, support, rescue, and education on gender violence. Vasquez says while it may not be perfect, it's a breath of fresh air for Puerto Rican women on the island and in the diaspora. Brenda Leon, Connecticut Public Radio.